Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom and Chumas of Kuf Beis, and we are starting Kuf Aleph Amud Beis about three lines up from the bottom with the words Zaysim Shal Chumat Ahirim, and a Vilna source of office on Nun Fav Amud Aleph about 2/3 of the way through the Amud. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sarah Basi Biakav Maisha, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now we're gonna have a four machlokes in regards to Truma olives and grapes, what one's allowed to do with them when they're Tame or Tahar. So our first opinion, Zaysim Shal Chumat Ahirim, Tahar Truma olives, Yasu Shemen, they're allowed to be turned into oil, Tameim La Yasu. But Tame ones are not allowed to be turned into oil. Vanavim and Truma grapes. Bain Tameis, Bain Tahiris, La Yasu. Whether Tamei or Tahar, they're not going to be turned into wine because grapes are superior to wine. Divrei Meir, that's Meir's opinion. Kuf Beis Amud Aleph on the top, Rabbi Yaakov Amar Mishmai, Rabbi Yaakov says, La Nechdu Rabbi Lez, Rabbi Shua, Alzeisim Tahirim. Rabbi Lez and Rabbi Shua don't argue in regards to Tahar olives, She Yasu. One is allowed to turn them into oil because oil is as good as the olives themselves. Amar Nechklus was Machalikas Al Tameim. When we're dealing with Tamei olives, Rabbi Lez, Rabbi Lez says, La Yasu. They're not allowed to be turned into olive oil, whereas Rabbi Shua, Amar Yasu. Rabbi Shua says they are allowed to be turned into olive oil. That's because Tame Truma oil is allowed to be used by the Kayin. He could put it in his lamp and burn it. Manavim Tahiris Yasu, and Tahar grapes are allowed to be turned into wine according to this opinion, and Tameyas, La Yasu, but Tame grapes are not allowed to be turned into wine. Now, Amr Rabbi Yudon says, he's our third opinion, Madr Blez Rabbi Shua Bezesim Tahirim Sheyasu. Rabbi Blez and Rabbi Shua agree with Tahar olives that they're allowed to be turned into oil. Amanachlu Wasamachlakes Al Tameyim, in regards to Tame olives. Shreb Blez Amr Blez says, La Yasu, they're not allowed to be turned into oil, whereas Rabbi Shua Amr Yasu, Rabbi Shua says they are allowed to be turned into oil. And here's where this opinion differs from the previous one, Vanavim, when we're dealing with Truma grapes, Bain Tahiris, Bain Tameis Yasu. Whether they're Tahar or even if they're Tame, they're allowed to be turned into wine. And Amar Rebbe, Rebbe says, here's our fourth opinion, Mad Rebbe Lez, Rebbe Shua Bezesim Tahirim Sheyasu. Rebbe Lez and Rebbe Shua agree that we're dealing with Tahar Zesim, that they're allowed to be turned into oil. Vanavim Tameis Shelay Yasu. The Tame Truma grapes are not allowed to be turned into wine. Vaman Nechakus wants Machoikas, Al Zesim Tameim, Vanavim Tahiris. In regards to Tame olives and Tahar grapes, Rebbe Lez and Rebbe Lez says, Lo Yasu, neither of these are allowed to be turned into oil or wine, whereas Rebbe Shua Amir Yasu, Rabbi Shua says that both of them are allowed to be turned into oil and wine. Now we have a clarity. Call Amu Ravion al Rav Meir. Everyone argues with Rav Meir, but Anavim Tahiris, in regards to Tahar grapes, Sheyasu, that they are allowed to be turned into wine. Vlama Amar Lo Yasu. Why is it that Rav Meir says that Tahar Truma grapes are not allowed to be turned into wine? That's because Chashuva is saying, La'echel Yos Min HaMashke. According to Rav Meir, grapes themselves are more Chashuv than wine, and therefore, no taking Tahar Truma grapes and squeezing them into wine. Furthermore, call Amu Ravion al Rav Yudon. Everyone argues with Rav Yudon, but Anavim Tameis, in regards to Tame grapes, Shelo Yasu, that they're not allowed to be turned into wine. Vlam Amar Sheyasu, so why is Rav Yudon say that Tame grapes are allowed to be turned into wine? And the answer is, B'shvil Yohanes Menachatzanu Min Azagin. In order to benefit from the seeds and the peels, those could be used to kindle his fire, and so that's why the grapes are allowed to be squeezed, not for the wine is not usable, but for the grapes and seeds. And we conclude, Zesim Tameim, Rebbe Vrab Meir, Chad, Rebbe Yaakov Rebbe Yuda, Chada. And in regards to Tame Truma olives, whether or not allowed to be turned into oil, so Rebbe and Rav Meir on one side that they're not allowed to be squeezed into oil, whereas Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yudah are on the other side that they are allowed to be turned into oil. And the Gemara concludes, Hey Chavdin Ovda, so how are we supposed to paskin practically? And we conclude with a suffix, with a doubt, because it's 2 verses 2. Now we just explain the last part of Mishnah that speaks about stems of figs of Truma, that they're usser, and they have the status of Truma. So the Gemara tells us, Rabbi Zeir says, B'shem Rab Lazar, we take out the word im, masnisa b'muvlais ba'eichal. Our Mishnah is talking about the stems that are mixed in with the food. I mean, this is referring to stems that are still soft, and they're somewhat edible. And that's why they have the din of Truma. But the stem that's attached to the fruit, which is very hard, it's basically a piece of wood, so that doesn't have the status of Truma, and that's not what our Mishnah is talking about. And the Gemara concludes, Reb Zeira called the Trumas or Taharos, Shmua B'Shem Reb Lazar. Anytime we have Reb Zeira in Trumas or Taharos, that's something that he heard from Reb Lazar. And now moving on to Halacha Dalet, the Mishnah says as follows, Garine Truma, when we have seeds that are Truma, Bizman Shehu Machanson, if it's a situation where the Kohen gathers them in, which means he stores them, he keeps them, Hena Sura, so they're Asur Tanan Kaihanim, because of his status of Truma, Vimishlichan, but if he takes these seeds and he throws them away, Mutaris, so they're permitted to non kaihanim because they're not considered truma. The kain doesn't want them. Kovizom based on top, the mission continues, Vachinat Samishal Kachim, bones that came from Kachim, Bizmanchu Machanson, if the kain keeps them, Asurin, so they're also to non kaihanim, Vimishlichim, but if he throws them out, Mutarin, so they're mutter to non kaihanim, Hamur son, mutter. Large pieces of bran that get sifted out of grain is mutter to non kaihanim because they're not edible. Now, what about Subin, which is a slightly finer type of bran? So Shel Chadashais, Asurais. If it comes from new fresh grain or new freshly ground flour, more like it, so then it's Asur to non kaihanim. That's because this type of bran is very moist, it's from fresh grain, and so a lot of flour is stuck to it, and that flour is truma, so it's asur tanan kaihanim, v'shal yishanois, but if it's ready old grain, dried out grain, mutaris, so then it's permitted, because there's no flour stuck to it. Continuing on, naig b'truma kederach shu naig b'chulin, when a kain sifts his truma flour, he can do it the same exact way as he would with chulin flour, and it's not considered like he's ruining truma by sifting this flour. It's normal to sift flour and refine it and take out all the impurities, and it's totally okay to do that with truma flour. However, hamasal Kavas Kava Kabayim Saw, when a kohen is sifting a whole saw of truma flour and he's refining it down to either one or two kav, Layabres Hashar, he shouldn't throw out what he's sifting, meaning the not as refined flour. El Yanuchenu Makma Mutzna, he should put it into a safe place and not actively ruin it. Continuing on, Megur Shapino Menuchite Truma, a storage area that truma wheat was taken out of, Ein Machayv Noisel Lios Yoshev Maket Achas Achas, we're not Machayv the person to go through with a feather and a candle like Bedikas Chametz, picking every single truma grain off the floor. El Machabed Kedarkoi, he simply could sweep it like he usually would, Venoisel Nasech Chulin, and he could put Chulin into it, and if there happens to be some truma still there, it's bottle into the Chulin, and it's not considered being Mevatel Truma Biyadayim, because he swept, he did what he was supposed to, and if there happens to be something there, so we're going to say that there's Betel. And Vechain similarly, a barrel of truma oil that spilled, we're not machayev the person to sit there and wipe every single drop up with his hand. He just treats it like he would with chulin, and however much chulin oil he would gather if it spilled, that's what he has to do for the truma, but he doesn't have to make himself meshuggah to get every single drop. Another scenario, if a person's transferring truma oil from one pitcher into another, and after he poured all the oil out of the first container, three drops came out, meaning the last three drops fell out. He could ready pour chulin into this jug that used to hold truma oil. And even if there happens to be a little bit on the walls, maybe there's a tiny bit of truma oil here, it's not a problem. There's bittul, and he doesn't have to wipe everything clean. However, if he tilted the kli and it pooled at the bottom, so then that's considered truma. In other words, when he's pouring truma oil from one container to another, as long as the last three drops came out of the first container, he doesn't have to worry about any oil that might still be there, and he could pour chulin oil into it. However, let's say he didn't pour chulin oil in right away, and he let that first container sit, and slowly but surely, some oil gathered at the bottom. That oil is 100% truma, and he has to first pour that out before he pours chulin in. And the Mishnah concludes, what's the minimum amount of trumas meiser of demai that we're going to require a person to take to a kayin? 1/8 of an eighth of a loig, which means 1/64 of a loig. If a person has that much trumas meiser of demai, he has to bring it to a kayin. Less than that, he does not. And we're going to learn more about this in the Gemara. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.